news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm your host, Janet Atkinson, and what a show we have lined up for you today. First of all, we want to recognize Mr. Jerry Renshaw of Elgin, Oklahoma, one of five individuals who are said to be recognized for their outstanding support of the Oklahoma FFA Foundation at the inaugural I Believe Gala in Oklahoma City this weekend. Renshaw will receive the first ever Teacher Believer Award, recognizing an Oklahoma FFA advisor, former or present, who demonstrates great support for the foundation programs, and notably the chapter trust. Renshaw has been a champion for the program since its inception, which has now surpassed the $1 million mark and, of course, does continue to grow and ensure the prosperity of the Oklahoma FFA Association for generations to come. Elgin has had a Gold Emblem FFA chapter for all 28 years he's taught. The Gold Emblem puts the chapter in the top half of the 1% in the nation, and Elgin has maintained that status ever since 1981. To learn more about the gala this weekend, as well as Mr. Renshaw's honor, go online to iBelieveGala.com. That's iBelieveGala.com. And now we head to Minnesota, where after a lengthy absence, the Mankato FFA chapter is making a comeback. KEYC News 12 in Mankato has more.
The freshly reinstated Mankato FFA chapter for Mankato Area Public Schools. FFA grew across the state with nine new programs popping up in 2019, including Mankato's chapter. Mankato FFA went straight to work, competing in their first event in over 30 years and producing their first state qualifying team for 2019.
We have a brand new program here focusing in the three school buildings, so that's very exciting. FFA is so important to our young people. It offers them lifelong learning skills and skills they can't learn anywhere else. And so we're very excited to have that back in Mankato and to get the agriculture back into our communities, which is so prevalent, but maybe we don't think that when we think of Mankato.
Also starting up along with Mankato FFA is the Mankato FFA Alumni and Supporters Group, which is looking to help out the chapter and provide more opportunities for the young people involved.
And speaking of comebacks, we head to Arkansas. That's where the University of Arkansas at Monticello's Pine Tree Classic recently returned to the UAM campus after a 15-year absence. The event is a competition for FFA students across the state. This year, nearly 275 kids participated from 20 schools across 10 events, including forestry, horses, livestock, electricity, farm business, veterinary science, and of course, many others. The event was put on by FFA alumni and also the College of Forestry, Agriculture, and Natural Resources. One of the participants, Blake Morgan, shares what makes this competition stand out for him and his words of encouragement for others.
I told them that, you know, hard work and dedication pays off, and that if, you know, they'll put enough into it, they'll get enough out of it, and, you know, it'll carry through with you. And if you find what you like and stick with it, it'll benefit you in the long run. And I tried a couple contests and really didn't like anything that I was doing until the day I had my first extemporaneous public speaking contest, and that was my place. Whether it's school, whether it's work, whether it's a trade, it doesn't really matter what you do. If you'll put the hard work, the dedication, and persevere through everything, you'll make it regardless of what you're doing. I just kind of thought back to what made me, and that was my drive, my passion to be good at things. So I guess what I'm trying to say is find what's good for you, and in the long run, it'll benefit you. I mean, at the end of the day, if you try hard, you work hard, and you have the right mindset, you're going to get it back no matter what.
Well, that brings us up to our first break. But if you love milk or cheese, stay with us. We'll go deep into dairy in the Show Me State next on FFA Today. Well, welcome back to the show. Now, even if you love dairy, you've probably never tasted it quite like this before. Prepare for a lesson from the Miller FFA about how they fine-tune their palate for the Dairy Foods Career Development Event. Jamie Johansson and her program, From the Tailgate, have a look.
Today we traveled to Miller, Missouri to talk milk and learn all about the Dairy Foods Career Development Event from Miller FFA.
Well, the Dairy Foods Career Development Event's been around a long time. We haven't typically trained it here at Miller. Mm-hmm. We had a student teacher last spring, Mr. Tanner Koenig, did his student teaching here, and he wanted to train a dairy foods team, so we turned him loose with some of our better students, mm-hmm. and obviously they were very successful and won the state contest.
Take me through the overall aspect of training them and getting them prepped and the purpose of the contest.
Well, the training the contest is different aspects from milk off flavors to cheese and dairy, non-dairy that some of the kids will be showing you a little bit later. So the purpose of the contest, first and foremost, is just quality assurance to make sure that mm-hmm. we are providing a quality product, dairy product in this case, to the American consumer. So not only is it the quality assurance part of the dairy product, but it's the life skills the students learn, like critical thinking, decision making, being dedicated to purpose, and practicing and working hard.
Well, true life skills. Well, let's go meet your team and have them teach me a little bit about what they learned throughout this year. So, Lexi, we have the Milk Off Flavors part of the competition in front of us. Tell me about it.
So, basically, we have 10 milks that we have to taste for defects, and these are the most common ones in front of us.
And these are natural occurring defects that you would find on the farm?
Yes. So, this one, you would first want to smell it, and if you smell it, okay. It has kind of a...
Oh, I can smell?
Yeah, the garlic and onion.
So, at a competition, you would taste each milk, but we don't swallow it, correct?
Yeah, you will spit it back in the cup.
Okay.
So when you taste the milk, yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, real bad. So you want to really like swish it around in your mouth and sometimes even like open your mouth, get an airflow in there. So when we do this, after we taste it, we grade it on a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
10 being no defect, the best milk, 1 being very, very gross.
So how would you rate this one?
Well, the scoring for garlic and onion is 5-3-1, and that was a light to medium, so I would...
Light?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. There's been worse. So I would give it probably a 3.
Okay. Overall purpose of this competition is to make sure that we have high-quality milk in the stores, and so this testing is done on the farm. And then it's picked up by DFA and heads to like a Highland. And Highland, they're testing these also?
Yes. So usually the off flavors will be tested at the farm. But when they reach Highland, they do tests like antibiotic tests, because antibiotics are very bad milk. We don't want those.
Mm-hmm.
We have the cryoscope test, which tests for adulteration with water. We test for high bacteria counts and high somatic cell counts. Basically just make sure that there's nothing wrong with the milk that'll make it go bad faster.
Tori, I think I'm gonna enjoy this part of the competition a little better. Take me through the cheese ID.
Okay, so there's 20 cheeses that we have to learn. And along with that, we have to learn characteristics of them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole cheese matrix that we memorize, and we had to learn the fat percentages, the moisture content, where they originated from, and just like all the characteristics of the cheese. And out of those, there's 10 cheeses laid out that we have to identify and write down the characteristics that match with it.
So when you've got a plate of cheese in front of you, what type of mental notes are you checking off in your head to identify what cheese is in front of you?
I first look at color. So as you can mm-hmm. see, we have a yellow cheese here
yeah.
compared to the white ones. And also this one has an orange rind. And there's clues like that can give it away sometimes. And you can also see if there's processing holes.
Okay, let's try this yellow cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what should I be looking for?
So with the yellow cheeses, you'll be looking for if it's a cheddar, how sharp the taste is.
Okay.
And if it another yellow cheese is processed American, it'll be more creamy and mm-hmm. have that processed taste.
Well, luckily you chose 3 cheeses that I really like and I learned a lot about them. So Emma, I understand that this is part of the team activity that you competed in at National. Take me through that aspect of the competition.
Yes, ma'am. So here we have the titratable acidity test. So we're trying to get this color here, mm-hmm. the white milk. We're trying to make it to just a very slight pink color.
Okay, and what is it testing?
It's testing for acidity levels in milk. And if the acidity level is above 0.25%, then they reject the milk and they just have to do what they will with it.
Okay, take me through the process.
Okay, so first we will take 5 drops of this phenolphthalein, the solvent that we're putting in here.
Okay.
We'll put it just right in here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So then in here we have sodium hydroxide, 18 milliliters of it. And so we're just gonna take it down. We're just gonna let it pour into the milk that's in here until we get kind of a pink color.
Okay. So it looks like we have a hint of pink in here. What does that mean?
So that means we've kind of matched out the acidity level that we found. And
okay.
So the level that it was at on here, we've subtracted and stuff, and we have about a 0.37% of acidity. So this milk would be rejected from the milk plant. And what happens is, this happens whenever the milk is stored at like high temperatures, mm-hmm. and that's what usually makes it acidic.
So Dakota, we have part of the dairy non-dairy competition in front of us. Tell me about it.
Okay, so the dairy non-dairy part of the contest is pretty self-explanatory. You just go through, there's 10 samples. It could be anything from butter to margarine to sour cream to fake sour cream or fake artificial. Right.
Well, let's take a test and then you can tell me what other identifying characteristics we're looking for.
Okay, so with something that you're looking at is the texture.
Okay.
You can kind of see that this one, it doesn't really leave a whole lot on the side. There's some visible stuff
on the
side.
But I noticed the color is a little different.
It is a little discolored, and there are some, something kind of, a little bit of like texture, if you look at it closely.
A little thicker. Mm-hmm. Can we smell it?
Then it's just kind of...
It's thin.
It's really thin. Mm-hmm. It's really, there's no other way to describe it than
so
nutty.
What do we got here?
This is almond milk.
Oh, okay.
Almond milk would be scored a non-dairy variable fat on here.
Okay.
Everything that is not an actual dairy product is considered non-dairy variable fat.
Okay. Now this one already looks pretty thick, so it's going to eliminate probably the non-dairy options, right?
Yeah. Okay. It does leave quite a bit of residue.
And the overall, you know, purpose of this competition kind of goes back and falls in line with the others. It is food safety and quality, correct? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can always, it's good to be able to tell what you're drinking and what, you know, you're using, but it's always good to be able to say that, you know, that is actual, that it's good quality, I guess.
That what you're purchasing is what you're paying for.
If you're able to taste and determine the content of the fat in something, you know that you're getting what you pay for.
Well, there you have it, and you'll probably give that slice of cheese or glass of milk another look now at your next meal. Well, stay tuned, because we'll meet the 2019-2020 Ohio FFA Officer Team next on Rural Radio 147.
I'm Julia Merfeld, and I'm a senior.
I'm Darby Dodd, and I'm a junior.
There's so many things that go into ag, and it's not just like farming like everyone thinks.
Oh, I like to meet new people and like talk with other people about like farming, but also there's a lot more topics like different workshops and stuff that you can go to and like how to be a better leader and a better person in the community. I mean, we live in Iowa, so like we have a lot of crops and like farming. So I think it's good that like in a town where there's not really as much farming as like other places, it gets introduced to people here that don't maybe know as much about it, but it's still like a big part of our lives. Is a lot more like hands-on, and there's a lot more opportunities for you to like actually go and do stuff rather than just like sit and learn.
There's a ton of opportunity when it comes to like conferences you can go to. My biggest takeaway from the conference would probably be like the innovation that's going on. Companies talking about the projects and new technology. We actually listened to the NASA administrator talk, and he was talking about how they were trying to grow crops with a bigger yield using less water, so they can learn how to grow plants on the moon, so they can like sustain themselves on the moon, so then we can go to Mars. And so it was just cool to see like how far ag goes. So with a lot of the leadership stuff, I'm going to DMAC, so it's a smaller school, so I can apply some of those things right away when I'm a freshman. And like playing on a sports team too, it gets, I don't know, it's a lot of leadership stuff, and then carrying it on and learning how to like talk to people in the professional world.
Well, thanks for tuning in this week. Finally, we head to the Buckeye State. That's where Ohio AgNet and Ohio's Country Journal introduce us to the 2019-2020 Ohio FFA Officer Team, already hard at work into their year of service.
Our guest here, State FFA President Holly McClay, Fredericktown FFA Chapter. Holly, congratulations to you. How does it feel?
Honestly, it is so exciting. And I'm just so excited to have a team now to lead them, to see what all they're going to do, and to just continue to meet more FFA members and really just be able to serve them in the best way is what I'm really excited for.
As you're looking towards the future and you're talking to those FFA members out there, talk to those listeners that are tuning into this interview, the supporters, the family members, the friends, What would you say to them about maybe not only just this year in the past, but also this year ahead? What would you say?
First of all, I just want to thank everyone who supports FFA in any way. Honestly, we have so much support, and what we do is because of all of you guys. But honestly, this experience is something that is honestly very hard to describe. You get to know so much about yourself. You get to know so much about the team that you're working with. And honestly, I didn't realize how incredible Ohio FFA members were, honestly, until this year. And then each different event I went to, and I was just blown away by those members and their passions and their excitements and all that they're doing, and honestly just who they are as a person, not necessarily who they are as an FFA member, but who they are as people. We have 25,000 incredible people in our organization, and it is so exciting to see what the future looks like. This is an organization that is just growing, and there's so many opportunities, and I'm just excited to see what it's going to look like in the next year. I think one thing that I didn't quite realize how much of an impact it would have is when I got to meet FFA members multiple times throughout the year. So at camp, it was really cool because we got to spend a whole week just hanging out with members. About 200 members per session, and we had 4 sessions. So we got to meet so many members there, and it was so casual. But I think the coolest thing was later throughout the year getting to reconnect with some of those members. I know there was one, Lane Schwab from Talawanda, and the reason I met him is because we were at camp and I was doing a workshop and he was the only one volunteering because they don't want to be listening when we're at camp. And then later I went to a chapter visit at Talawanda and I looked outside the door and I saw Lane. I had forgotten he went to that chapter, but it was so cool to be able to just see him grow throughout the year, see what he was doing with Harley Pro and with his chapter and officer team. And so it's just awesome. I didn't realize that how impactful those connections would be that I've made, and then just to be able to keep up with those connections throughout the year.
Any sights that you have set in mind as you want to accomplish this year?
I think one of my biggest things is I just want members and I want the officers to realize their value as an individual. I want the officer team to know that it's not just because they have that state officer position. Ultimately, it's because of who they are and those qualities that they have. And then I want them to be able to show that to the members, that these members are incredible for who they are, not just when they zip up the blue corduroy, even though that's an incredible feeling. Ultimately, it's who's inside that jacket that matters. And honestly, that's my biggest goal, that we can just spread that message that the individuals have value, but also just continuing to meet as many members as possible. I'm sure we'll set some specific goals, which I'm excited about, but just to get spread out throughout Ohio and just have an impact and get to just meet so many members and do so many incredible things.
A big year ahead for Holly McClay, your new Ohio FFA state president. Holly, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Bethany Starlin, 2020 Ohio FFA State Vice President. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I'm just super excited for what this next year has to offer.
Anything you want to say to those listeners out there?
Yes, first and foremost to my family, I love you all endlessly. Thank you for the support you've provided these past 4 years. I really couldn't have done it without you. And to those who also aspire to be in this situation, go with it. Take your heart and run with it because who knows, you might end up here too.
Bethany Starling, your Ohio FFA State Vice President.
Thank you.
Noah Smith, real pleasure to be joining us here as one of the Ohio FFA State Officers. Noah, first of all, how does it feel?
I'm just super, super excited for the road ahead.
Anything you'd like those listening out there, family, supporters of the FFA, FFA members themselves, to know about your thoughts towards FFA and the year ahead?
Mom, Dad, thank you so much for putting me in this position and raising me to get to this point. I'd give a shout out to the Emmanuel Clear Creek FFA chapter, especially my good best pal, Julian Scott, the chapter president. She's been my motivator through this whole entire process. Mr. Mensing, state officer a couple years back, for being a very good instructor to me, for being a student teacher. And for all my friends and supporters, this year's state officer team has really motivated me and pushed me to be my true, authentic self and really allowed me to be who I am today. So I'm really looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to interacting with as many members as I can. I know I won't be able to meet every single member in the state of Ohio, but everyone that I do meet, I can promise you that I will make a genuine effort to know you the best.
Noah Smith of the Amanda Clear Creek FFA chapter, some great words here.
Thank you.
Haley Stoller, 2020 Ohio FFA State Treasurer, correct?
Yes.
Congratulations on that title. How does it feel?
Knowing that there's so much support from the Ohio FFA members and administration and parents and ag teachers, it was just very overwhelming and encouraging.
Tell us about yourself, where are you as far as education-wise, and tell us about some things you've been involved in FFA.
So I am currently a senior at Wayne Trace High School. My plans after graduation have changed a little bit since I've been elected. So I will be taking a year off of college. However, I do plan to go to Ohio State Lima to major in agri-science education.
Congratulations on there. Go Buckeyes. Let's also talk about, you know, as you're talking here, those that are listening, what would you say to them now that you're in this position?
You know, like being an FFA member and seeing those state officers, you know, you just looked up to them so much. And for me, like, I hope I'm a good role model to those FFA members. My dad was state treasurer 41 years ago. So that's kind of a good connection. So we're both state treasurers. So that's really exciting. But yeah, to just those members out there, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. And you're an inspiration to us as well.
Maybe exchange treasurer's books from those times?
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll talk about that down the road. But congratulations, Haley Stoller, 2020 Ohio FFA State Treasurer. Mackenzie Ho joining us. She's your 2020 Ohio FFA State Reporter. Mackenzie, how's it feel?
It's crazy. Like, when it happened, you didn't really expect to, like, feel, like, so exhilarating. And it was kind of special for me, too, because, like, my crutches and everything, I couldn't, like, really move. So, like, as soon as I hugged Bailey, he was like, I'm just going to, like, move you to your spot for you. So he carried me over. So it was just funny. It was, like, full of laughs and just, you're just stunned. And all you're thinking in your head is just, wow.
As you're looking to the next 12 months, what stands out to you in your mind? You know, what, when you were starting to try to be a state officer, what you said, oh, that's something I really look forward to. What do you think?
So when I first started going for state office, I actually talked to a couple of, like, my old, like, ag advisors and my old, like, friends and everything. And they said, Mackenzie, like, your biggest thing is, like, you're about to serve Ohio FFA and its members. And that just really hit home to me, because that's how I felt these past state officers did. They really served us. They did us so well. And they created so many memories and so many, like, leadership opportunities for us. So that's what I'm definitely excited for. I'm definitely ready to meet these members and definitely ready to serve them as their state reporter.
Anything else you would like to say to those listening? Anybody you'd like to thank in particular?
I would like to thank everyone that was in this process, from big or small, from helping me correct my letters that I had to write for the interview process, to helping me shape my why I desire. You're truly the reason that I desire to be a state officer. I thank you so much, and I couldn't thank you anymore. I'm just really excited for this journey.
Get healed up. A big year ahead for you, Mackenzie. Mackenzie Ho, your 2020 Ohio FFA State Reporter.
Thank you.
Our next guest, Justin Beckner. He's your Ohio FFA State Sentinel for 2020. What an exciting thing. How does it feel?
Absolutely. I'm super excited to help all those FFA members this year, and I'm really excited to get in there and get involved. It's honestly, I can't even describe what the feeling exactly is, but it's just something unreal.
Anything in particular you're looking forward to in this next 12 months?
I'm definitely looking forward to camp. That's going to be one of the best and the most amazing experiences I'm going to have. And I'm just looking forward to meeting so many new people. That's one of the best things about this FFA organization.
Anything you'd like to say to those listeners out there, maybe they're members, maybe they're supporters, maybe they're family members, what would you tell them?
Definitely big thanks to my advisors, all those people out there, past state officers that have helped me get to this point. Thank you to all my friends and family members out there that supported me to get me to this place. It's one of the most amazing things.
Justin Beckner joining us. He's your 2020 Ohio FFA State Sentinel.
Well, a big congratulations to the team. That'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something that you'd like to hear more about, just let us know. You can shoot us an email at ffatoday@ffa.org or give us a call. 855-RR-147. That's 855-776-1147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.